practice number 15 in the books for Ohio State, and they drew 80,000 fans to come watch it right here in Ohio Stadium. These are snap judgments. They're brought to you by Byers Auto. I don't even know, Berm, what the actual score was. He's Berm. I'm Austin Ward. But the defense won the scrimmage.
The defense won on the last play of the game.
They should have already had it clinched.
Well, they said.
They were so much better.
They said they won on the last play of the game with a 100-yard interception return by the next Griffin. I'm not sure which one it is right now. DeAndre, is that his name? I'm not sure.
We're really bringing the facts to start off this episode.
The point is, on a day like today, it's about process. It's about seeing where you've moved from the start of spring to the end of spring. And I think in a lot of places you saw really good growth. In other spots, I think you still see that Ohio State, the question marks heading into spring, which are who's your starting quarterback and who is the right side of your offensive line. Those are the two things that still, I think, are hanging over the program. And, you know, I thought Tegra Tshabola did some really good things today. I thought that Josh Fryer at tackle seems to make sense to me. I just, who's the guard? Because we saw Luke Montgomery out here with the third team. And, you know, as far as the quarterbacks go, like, they did this thing all spring, rolling through the quarterbacks. And they did that again with the top three today, with Will Howard and Devin Brown and Lincoln Kainholz and then Julian Sayin, you know, in the rotation. And then the second half of the day was all Sayin and Aaron Nolan. But I don't know. Like, I don't know that I saw enough out of Will Howard to say that's definitely my guy. I don't know that I saw enough out of Devin Howard to say that's definitely my guy. So I don't know that anything's really changed in that situation from 15 practices ago today. So
the only thing that changed was that Will Howard truly went first today. So we only saw parts of five practices. But in all of those, until today, Devin Brown was going first. And I don't think it's like conspiracy or trying to read too many tea leaves into a small piece of information. Everyone at Ohio State, including Ryan Day, knew that this was nationally broadcast on Fox television.
Yeah.
There were 80,000 people here. You couldn't just like flip a coin with that decision, in my estimation.
Yeah, all the other starters were out there, all the other presumptive starters, and then there was Will Howard first. And then when the second team came out, it was Lincoln Kainholz. Not that that had anything to do with Devin Brown, because I think they wanted to put Devin with the first team offense, you know, in his first series. So
and against the first team
defense. And against the first team defense. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much you can read into it. You can't ignore it, though. I mean, that'd be silly to just think that meant nothing.
Yeah.
But how much it means, I think, is up for debate.
What did you feel like there was any difference between what Will Howard or Devin Brown did today? Devin Brown, so Will Howard did not lead a scoring drive when he was out there. A couple really nice throws, some nice moments. You could tell that he wanted to maybe be able to run the ball and do a little bit more with that power rushing attack that Chip Kelly and Ryan Day talked a lot about. Devin Brown did lead a scoring drive. It was with the threes and true freshmen and against threes and true freshmen. I don't think it diminishes he looked like he was in control and command, and the touchdown ball was a really nice to Brennan Schramm. I did not know who that was until today, but over a linebacker and good touch. We've talked about him having like one fastball speed, but he showed something different there. But I think what you were saying is that it would have been hard to say somebody went out and just grabbed the job by the throat on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, and you don't want to dismiss it, as you said. Like, yeah, that drive is against the threes, but it's also with the threes.
Sure.
So
yeah.
You see the difference in having a presumptive or a potential quarterback one, even with the threes. Like, if you have that guy out there, he should score. So, and he did. Will Howard, I thought they did a nice job moving him around. I like some of the stuff we saw, play action, roll out, throwing the ball on the run. Like, I think Devin Brown looked, and he's lost some weight since last year and looked a little bit more explosive. Obviously, he's healthy with the ankle, and you could see it when he took off out of the pocket. So, I don't know. I really don't know that you could see this game today, this scrimmage, and say that guy was it. And I know Ryan Day would have liked to have had an answer by the end of spring, but the first thing that he said in the post-game press conference was, you know, he's not naming a quarterback. So, and now we head into a very interesting couple of weeks to see how things unfold roster-wise. But today, it's about competing, and I think that they all did a great job. I thought Emeka Ibuka looks like the more – like, we've been kind of waiting for Emeka Ibuka to have, like, to be that electric athlete that we saw him be early in his career before he got dinged up a couple times. he looked good today. I mean, obviously you can talk about the one-handed catches, that sort of stuff is insane, but I think it was a nice reminder for people, like, yeah, there's a lot of talk about Jeremiah Smith, but Emeka Ebuka is still really freaking good. He's still the guy that everyone's like, this is the best returning receiver in football. So, like, I'm glad to see that he had an opportunity today to kind of remind people of that.
We know Emeka well enough to say that he doesn't care that Jeremiah Smith is getting attention like that. But I do think that there's some part of him that today was like, I would like people to remember who I am. Yeah. And the one-handed catch will certainly do that. He is one of the most dangerous weapons in college football. He is so pivotal. Jeremiah Smith has earned the flowers that he's received throughout spring camp. He is a phenomenal athlete. Denzel Burke, Ohio State's truth teller, I talked to him after the scrimmage today, and he said, well, this is a generational talent. Like, if people want to pick on Denzel Burke or Jermaine Matthews or Davis Nigbinosun when they get beat by Jeremiah Smith and Ohio State posts clips of it, it's like, that's cool. Like, they're not going to win every single rep against that guy, but putting that out there with Emeka is what can really elevate Ohio State's passing attack. The second half was interesting to me before we move off the quarterbacks entirely. This was by far the best Aaron Nolan had looked in any of the opportunities we had seen. We've got a number of questions about, hey, what's going on with Aaron Nolan? Why aren't you guys talking about Aaron Nolan? He's a true freshman going through his first 15 practices at Ohio State, and the first 14 of them did not look great from what we saw, small sample size. He took an opportunity today in front of 80,000 people. And there was a scoreboard. There were live defense, people tackling when he was on the field. He looked very good, and you want to see that progress from start to finish, so good for him. And I think it's worth pointing that out because we've largely ignored what's been going on with him for that reason. And at the same time, it's like, well, it doesn't mean that Julian Sayin, because he didn't have as good a day, that like that's all over. These guys, they have a lot of runway in front of them.
Yeah.
And today, Aaron Nolan like made the most of that opportunity.
If you watched Aaron Nolan in high school and the second highest classification in Georgia against some of the best teams in the country, the kid understands when the lights come on how to do things. He makes plays. He understands the moment. He, like a lot of freshmen, get to town, get to campus, and life is, it's a major adjustment. And it's not just a football adjustment. Like, it is a major life adjustment. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to start feeling like yourself, to get a little confidence, to believe you belong. And I really, so we have almost purposefully not talked about Aaron Nolan because I don't want people to feel like, if we say he's way behind everyone else, that it's a shot at the kid or that it's in any way impugning, you know, his character or his future. But the reality is he has not been in the conversation and has been treated almost as though he was
a separate
guy. I do believe fully that a day like today in front of 80,000 people where he maybe realizes, hey, I do belong here, will do wonders for Aaron Nolan moving forward. And I think it's incredibly really like good timing, serendipitous for it to happen today, because I think that will propel him moving forward. And I know people are, oh, is he going to transfer? Because all the talk about saying, like, don't talk, like, that's silly. If he leaves, he'll be fine. But I don't think he wants to. I don't think that's been a part of the discussion when it comes to the quarterback room. This is a kid who knows that he has to improve, and he did a really remarkable job today in a tough situation out there with the threes and fours, and showing some mobility, putting the ball on the money. The timing and accuracy is what made him a special high school quarterback. It was never the size, was never the arm strength. It was the ability to put the ball where it needed to be, when it needed to be there. And you saw the flashes today, which is awesome.
Who is the first defensive player that comes to your mind as you leave the horseshoe today?
Calvin Simpson-Hunt, I think, probably. He was a five-star cornerback a year ago in the class of 2023, the number one ranked cornerback in the country, according to On3 Sports, and I think he was a top four corner across the board. And because Ohio State returned Denzel Burke and returned Jordan Hancock, and because we saw them add Davis and Nigbinosun last year, and you get the boost out of Jermaine Matthews because he enrolled early and Calvin didn't, I think people kind of forgot that he existed a little bit. And you saw, I mean, I don't know why they stopped him from scoring on his pick today. That was going to be a pick six. Yeah. He was not going to be caught. He's the fastest player, I think, on the team. Like, he was not going to be caught. I think it's a reminder that even beyond that first three we always talk about, this cornerback room that Tim Walton has built in very short order is exceptional. And it goes well beyond just Davis and Igbinosin, Denzel Burke, and Jermaine Matthews.
Jermaine Matthews doing a little bit there in the nickel position as well today. I think that's got to be an enticing proposition for him if you're thinking about different ways to get personnel on the field and what happens if anything Jordan Hancock needs a break, whatever. There are so many options there. I think he was probably doing that today because Lorenzo Styles was out. He had his arm in a sling, was injured, and wasn't able to play. But, you know, that's still something to just stick in your back pocket for down the road.
Ryan Day said Calvin Simpson-Hunt has been playing in that spot too. So, like, there's options.
I thought Mitchell Melton was phenomenal today. And it's taken 2 years to get back onto this, you know, this sort of version of him. I don't know. I was asked Jim Knowles about it after the game. It's like, well, still, how does it work when you have JT and Jack, and then the next level is still Kenyatta and Caden Curry? We saw a number of opportunities for Mitchell Melton to be out there with Caden Curry or Kenyatta Jackson. He can kick inside and maybe do some of the rushman package. But like, there's some form or fashion where Ohio State really, really wants Mitchell Melton involved, and I would say maybe even needs to make sure that you have that depth that you want, that Larry Johnson wants to sustain the pass rush. And there was a tease again from Jim Knowles about, oh, well, that Jack position, yeah, you know, is still in, you know,
sure,
him or CJ Hicks. I'm like, are we going to do this all over again? But he showed today, 2 years essentially to the day of that debilitating spring injury for him, he's back. And he was walking up the tunnel and he saw me and he came over and gave me a big hug because I was like, whoa, like, that's what people have been waiting for. And even 2 weeks ago in the Student Appreciation Day, like, you saw him flash and make plays, and now he's taking it to another level in front of more people in a setting where he might have had some nerves, like, believe it or not, for someone who's been in the program as long as him, to go out and perform again. And he did. He met the moment. I don't know what it means. I know it's a potential luxury for Ohio State to have him.
It is a luxury, but it's also an example of a guy clearing a mental hurdle, because being back out here in the spring game, I don't care how elite of an athlete you are, like, those things stick in your brain. Like, you know, at that 30-yard line 2 years ago, he saw his career flash before his eyes. If you watched Mitchell Melton a year ago, whenever he got on the field, it was in late-game situations, game-over situations, but he always flashed. And there are people in this program who have said for the last 2 years, he's the best pass rusher on the team. He's the best pure pass rusher on the team. Now, you have reasons to play Jack and JT and all these other guys because they're really good at a lot of things, and they stop the run very well, and they're dynamic pass rushers. But, like, there are people who believe very strongly in Mitchell Melton as the best pass rusher on this team. And I don't know how Ohio State figures it out. But, like, you don't have to, especially, there's three games in the regular season probably, where you need to be thinking, we can't risk playing other guys today. We need to go with our best until the game is in balance. Like, you have a lot of depth and a lot of opportunity to play that, especially that first 6 weeks of the year. So I hope that he has an opportunity to keep building on that, because he's awesome. Like, and he's a great kid. The spring game is kind of weird to me because it's so much more relaxed than like a normal game in the Horseshoe. But watching, I had a great conversation with Wyatt Davis, who was just like thrilled to be back and like gave me like a huge bear hug. I'm like, oh, like, it's so nice to see these kids. Baron Browning, Jeff Okuda, Denzel Ward, like Ezekiel Elliott again, Raekwon McMillan. Like, there's a lot of guys that are here today. And you're like, man, these guys love this place. Yeah. And Wyatt Davis said, and this is more about for the fans who are anti Justin Fry for some reason, Wyatt Davis said he got his first opportunity to talk to Justin Fry yesterday and said he was absolutely blown away by the guy. And he said, this offensive line is in so much better shape than they were when Justin Fry took over. And I saw some good things out of them today. I still think there's some questions in the interior of the line. I don't know that Enoch Vamahi is in a position where he's ever going to be counted on here. But it's unfortunate when you see him out there with the threes and fours and he's still getting beat like he was in the Cotton Bowl. I just don't understand that. I liked what I saw to Carson Hinsman moving to guard. I liked what I saw to Tegra Shibola. I liked what I saw to Seth McLaughlin out there at center starting the game. Like, there are really good pieces to build around. And we'll see if they go out and look for depth in the offensive line. Because Chip Kelly said post-game, like, we might need 10 starters on the offensive line. And I don't know that that's accurate. I don't know that's realistic. But it's Ohio State, and you can certainly go out and find people that can play.
I thought today was encouraging it felt like through the first two-thirds of camp, Ohio State was adamant. If somebody's moving from tackle, it's going to be Josh Fryer. Like, it wasn't going to be Tegra Tshabola. And it didn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, Josh Fryer, he has the build. He has the feet. I know he's given up pressures and sacks last year. I'm fully aware of all that. But the way that he plays and the experience he has, to me, it did always feel like that was probably where this was going to end up. And Tegra didn't have to stay out there. He looks to me like someone who can absolutely destroy people at guard just by looking at him. He is one of the most physically imposing players on this roster. And it just, I speculated recklessly a few weeks ago about why that might be. It's like, does Tegra himself think that he just has to be a tackle, wants to be a tackle? That's what he wants his path to be. And like, if I don't know anything about that. But if they got over this hump and like Tegra wants to play guard and Justin Fry can get him at guard, I honestly think that's where the best five will come. Yeah. We'll see.
Obviously, we're recording Snap Judgments presented by Byers Auto right now, and Bill and Doug are doing a post-game live. I am confident in the middle of that post-game live, Bill has already put up a finger and said, I win. Tegra Tshabola is going to be a guard because he's been obviously pounding that table for a while. But
I was sitting next to him in the press box. He felt quite strongly about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he feels like he's being vindicated in real time. But there are a lot of these kids who are just waiting for a moment, and it goes back to similar to what I was talking about Aaron Nolan. Like, understanding you belong and understanding that you are good enough to play here. For guys like Tegra Tshabola, he's a very, like, reclusive, private, doesn't talk a lot. This place can be a challenging place to adjust to. And he's been here 2 years, and you figure, like, now's the time. It's either now or never, really. But I don't think that's always true, especially for offensive linemen. Like, it used to be it was 4 years, yeah. And now it's like we're writing people off after a year, and that's just folly to do that. So other things to me today, like, I still can't believe Caleb Downs plays for Ohio State. Like, I don't know. The last time we watched Caleb Downs walk up this tunnel was in November of 2022 against Michigan when he was here visiting. And the Buckeyes had just lost to the Wolverines, and he was walking up, and you could tell, you were like, well, there goes the chance of flipping him from Alabama. And he signed, and never really thought we'd see that again, but he looks comfortable. Safety's played pretty well today, I thought, all things considered, considering the lack of depth.
This Inky Jones, man.
Inky?
He's got something.
Inky,
every time we saw him, again, some of the opportunities were because Ohio State has been banged up. Lathan Ransom out, Malik Hartford out, Lorenzo Styles not playing, can be looped into that. So, like, he got a lot of run in the Student Appreciation Day scrimmage and a lot today. He made the interception there at the start of the third quarter, I believe. It all runs together. Like, that guy is a ball hawk, man.
You can't play at Ohio State if you're not a great athlete. And just because he wasn't a highly recruited athlete doesn't mean he's not a great athlete. So, I don't know if we're going to be able to continue this.
They're blowing us out of here. That's our music to get done with Snap Judgments, brought to you by Byers Auto. We have a lot more to get to as we wrap up all of spring camp in its entirety. We'll take a second look at the spring game later on Monday with the Podcast Daily. We'll get into that as things continue. Now that practice is over, spring's not necessarily over, but we'll get into all that movement and everything else when we get regroup after leaving the Horseshoe. A great day. 80,000 fans. Berm's getting a ton of kickback from Ohio State for selling all those tickets. Appreciate all of you who said hi to us. Appreciate this content. We appreciate you, and we'll be back again on Monday for Snap Judgments. Brought to you by Byers Auto. He's Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. So long.